Welcome to episode 55 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we got Category W and TJ's choice or pick, I can't remember which does what. That means you pick within the category, right?
No, that was one of my leftover picks from overall.
From this point on, picks stay within each wheel spin. Not within each category, and within each wheel spin. So, A to Z.
After we're Z, on X, there's no point.
Fine. No, it's fine. I want to have a hard rule for that, because, like, what if, like, for instance, this, when we spin at the end of this episode for X, there's four options. So, it's really easy for one of us to get a pick. X, well, and then not use it until
Why don't we have that hard rule for these small categories, then? Why don't we have these hard rules for these small categories?
What hard rules? What do you mean?
Like, you want this pick thing to be, like, within the...
Well, it doesn't have to be used on X. If, like, let's say you get a pick now, you don't have to use it on X, you can use it on Y or Z.
But my point is, what happens if you get a pick on Z?
Then you have to use it
on Z.
Because it voids out the whole choice. Only on the last one. My reasoning is, because what if you get, like, 18 picks throughout the f***ing spin wheel for the alphabet?
It's come up twice.
So far.
Yeah, twice.
So far.
Twice.
I'm just saying, I want to have integrity.
You're just mad because it's never come up you.
That's f***ing true.
I still think
it should be self-inside each season.
We'll decide it.
Because what if one of us decided to save up three picks and then just bam,
I did
bam,
save
bam, bam,
up.
Bam. But what if we just decided bam, 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 ABC? Oh, you know, we're not going to spin the wheel for those. You know what I mean?
Well, then don't save up for ABC and do it that way.
Jesus Christ.
Do what I did and save it specifically for one letter.
If you get another pick, you can't use it after Z.
We'll see.
Anyway, we got Witch Hunter Robin for Category W. It is an anime from 2002. Sunrise made it. Sunrise is very popular for making all the guns, by the way. So their art is usually on point, which I have to say, for the date of time for 2002, it's great.
Yeah.
For 2002, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a 2002 anime.
Yeah, it looks like probably 2010, 2011.
What was the last one we got? The V one.
Probably wanted to forget it.
I don't even remember what the premise is. Well,
I'm happy about that.
I remember that it looked like crap.
Yeah.
It looked like Galaxy Railways.
Yeah.
And that was like 2002.
So on to good things. Art and music. Past that, I'm not.
You're not a fan of it?
Now, mainly because it's a slow setting mystery drama type show.
I knew you weren't gonna like it.
And typically, I don't like slow settings. Yeah. I just don't.
I know you don't.
I really, really, really don't. Now, I did draw a similarity between this and Steins Gate. Very slow in the beginning, and then it starts to steamroll towards the end.
Yes.
I feel like this was just slower, and the steamroll wasn't quite as picking up the pace as in Steins Gate, which is probably my biggest issue with it.
This is not for everybody. I knew that going in.
Yeah, when I was done watching, I just looked up like the general consensus from other people, and either people really, really loved it, or they kind of hated it somewhere in the middle. It was kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But a lot of people really did love it.
But it's one of those weird ones because it's got a lot to it, but there is
depth. You know what I mean? It's not that those things aren't there. They're just far and in between from each other.
And a lot of it is really strange.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get behind. I mean, this is just nostalgia for me, honestly.
Yeah, you know what? That's another thing. If I had watched this when I was a teenager, 2002, 2003, I would probably be in love with it. Because look at Cowboy Bebop. Slow. Different, right? But for the most part, the slow and it steamrolls towards the end. Look at Wolf's Rain. Now, I wasn't nostalgic of that, but for some reason, I happen to like Wolf's Rain a bit more.
Well, the ending, all it made up for Wolf's Rain.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't feel like that was the case with this one.
No.
I didn't get that redeeming. Yes!
Right. No. This one, honestly, even back when I watched it the first time, the odd ending was very unsatisfying to me. So, I mean, this is not one of the greatest animes ever.
You know what we haven't done yet?
What's that?
Premise. He says it every time.
Yeah, we're going through the overview first. This is
you
what
need
we
the premise.
Always, we always go through the overview.
We're 5 minutes in, there's no premise.
Usually we go about 15 minutes before there's a premise.
15 minutes is our whole episode.
Not always.
So premise, you know, they're in a world where there's humans and witches, which apparently are very distinct from each other. It just seems to me like they're humans with powers.
They
like
are.
X-Men. But in the dialogue, they're very distinct at saying human and witches are different.
Yeah, it's more of
it's more people's opinion.
Yeah, it's actually more of a mutants thing, you know?
Yeah, especially when they start talking about genes and all that.
Prejudice.
I think the people in power are very prejudiced against the witches.
Because even the main protagonist in this, the whole point of it is
yes.
humanity above all
yes.
and stuff like that.
And they don't count witches as humanity.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of his arc, though. So, yeah, so there's witches out there, and the vast majority of them seem to be people that hurt other people who use their power against, you know, for whatever, various nefarious reasons. And then there's government agencies. STNJ, I think, is the name of this one.
STNJ, yes.
The This is the one the agency we're following. They go out and they hunt witches. And this is, they're very specific. They don't kill witches, they capture them. Whereas every other agency kills them.
Kills them, yeah. But they captured them for other nefarious reasons.
Yeah, I don't think they really know that. They just, they think they're capturing them and they're going to prison or whatever.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. They think they're humane in what they're doing, but they're really not.
Yeah.
They're essentially...
Well, that's not really their fault. It's the people above them.
But yeah, but still, it's that whole moral twist thing that they like to do in this.
And within the first episode or two, I can't quite remember when Robin pops up, but within the first episode or two...
it's the first episode.
They had a witch. You don't really see this witch, but this person was hunted for whatever reason. I can't remember. They got too powerful or something like that.
No, she got like the witch before... Because for some reason that they don't explain in this one, some witches, when they get powerful, go insane.
I noticed that at the end.
Yeah, some
they touched on that.
Some of the witches, for some reason, that's why they have to hunt them down and kill them. They become too powerful and they go insane and they try.
So that happened to the witch at their.
So she goes in insane and she asks
Amon, the main hunter.
Yeah, she asks him to hunt her.
He hunted her. He got her.
Yeah.
And then Robin is her replacement.
Yeah.
And that's the premise. They're just going around hunting witches for the most part. Until you get to episode 15, then actual story happens. Because until then, jack shit is important.
That's not true.
Nah, jack shit's important.
No, it's world building.
Sort of. And that's where I was drawing the connection to Steins Gate, is that for the majority of those beginning episodes, you're learning about characters, you're getting connected to them, you're caring about them. Because it's so slow paced, I couldn't do that.
It's very episodic in that nature. But it's just, you know, there's an episode about, you know, each of the main characters.
Yeah, they each sort of get in that.
There's too. A restaurant owner that they do it that is
super gay. Not that it matters, but super, super gay.
Except that he has a son.
Dude, so what? He was in the closet.
Okay.
And then he came out. That happens all the time.
You're very judgmental,
guys. Not that it matters. I'm just saying.
Okay.
For the audience, they know.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, I lost my train of thought.
These get their own episode for the most part.
And it's mostly just world building and stuff like that.
Yeah, until episode 15, it's just, you know, oh, let's go get this witch. Let's go get that witch. There's a little bit of character development with Robin, where she apparently lived her whole 15 years of life without knowing that she needed glasses when she used her powers.
That's not how that works.
They found out in episode 3 or 4 that she needed to wear glasses.
Yeah, she needed to wear glasses, but I don't think she had her powers the whole time.
You know what? You're probably right about that, because they say later on that there's always an awakening.
Yeah, there's an awakening.
So she probably didn't have her powers. She was actually, or 14 or something.
Yeah, she was probably nowhere to her powers.
That's a bit more fair, but still. You should notice your vision gets blurry when you start using it.
But like I was explaining...
Extremely blurry, by the way, because her accuracy's all over the
place.
Yeah,
that's like I explained to you. They explained it, though. It's not that she's aiming and then it goes out. It's that the moment she uses her powers, her vision goes blurry.
Yeah, but you would notice that the second time you use the first or second time you use your powers. Oh, everything's getting blurry. That's something you would pick on. Like, I wear glasses. If I take them off for a second, I can't see jack shit.
Yeah, but if it goes blurry for just an instance and then you're back to normal.
I would notice.
I mean, you might notice it, but you won't think, wait, maybe not
the first or second time you use your powers, but clearly she's not a super amateur at it. She's being recruited to a government agency to use her powers to hunt others.
I agree with you. There's a lot of stupid shit in this.
I just had to get off my shoulders.
This is a little, you know, nitpicky.
No.
I think this is a stupid thing to be arguing about, honestly.
Well, that's what until episode 15, that's all they're doing.
They're going around and
just hunting witches.
Hunting witches.
There's the small moral dilemmas, like one's a kid.
Oh, there's different things. Very manipulative kid.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a kid, they'll let me go after a little while. And then they come and they fucking lock him up. And he's like, what?
There is a lot of the witch episodes are really messed up.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Until episode 15, they're trying to keep you hooked with that kind of stuff, and it's just...
There is, the one girl who had multiple personalities, and her personalities were controlled through dolls that were killing people, and it gets messed up. And a lot of them are messed up through that.
The one episode, Robin is waking up in the morning, walking around the lake or whatever.
The person
she meets in the beginning of the episode happens to be the bad guy. Ooh, who would have guessed? That bothered me a little bit. Just that so many TV shows and books.
It was very coincidental.
Yeah, very televised. You knew what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what they should have done is, like, Because what they how they explained it was that she takes this path every day.
Yeah.
They should have introduced that character a few episodes earlier. Yeah,
that I would have liked a whole lot more.
So,
and then just a couple seconds in each episode up until then of, you know, interaction. Would love that.
And then just then have that episode. Yeah, it would have made more sense. Like, have her just have a conversation with her once here and there or something.
That would have been a whole lot better from a storytelling point of view. Not a huge deal. I just...
Yeah, like, it was very episodic up until...
So episode 15, what happens?
Not sure which part of the...
So in episode 15, out of nowhere, you don't really know who it is, but you know it's the government agency storms their base, their little office.
Well, then it's earlier than that the twist happens, because...
Here's episode 15.
I mean, well, in episode 15, they storm the office, but before that, someone's trying to kill Robin.
The first
two episodes before, all of a sudden, Robin's being shot at by these military guys out of nowhere, and her roommate gets shot, and that's a whole big deal, and stuff like that. So it was like episode 13 that had to be.
Yeah, but like it didn't really happen until 15.
Well,
but I see what you mean.
But you know, that whole arc started there.
I gotcha. And then that's the episode 15, though, in my opinion, is when it really started to get good. Like, really. And then episode 16, it dropped off. And I'm like, what the fuck? it didn't become episodic, but it became very slow.
Well,
like, the episodic thing was kind of done after that point. They were just trying to tell you the story as it's happening, which is, I think, what they should have been doing from the beginning. But it was just as slow as the episodic ones that it's just like, oh, God, just put a bullet in my head.
Yeah, you have no patience.
I don't mind it a little bit. Like, Steins Gate, for instance, I love it. I don't fault Steins Gate for it.
I know, but
maybe
still.
Maybe that's just my bias, but...
Yeah, still.
It works for me in that anime.
But, I mean, even in other things, you're very, very bad with patience.
All things in life.
Pretty much. You're very impatient. You don't like things that take its time and breathe.
Feel the need. Deep speed.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, that's why you like shonen so much, because
it's quick pace. There's not too much downtime.
It's like it's got the same formula.
Well, that has really started to bother me. The same formula over and over again bothers me.
Well, but the formula is fast-paced.
Yes.
You know?
That's fine.
So, you know.
But, yeah, after that, it picks up. You're progressing with the story. She has to go on the run. Amon, whatever his
disappears.
Name is. Sort of disappears, but he's really just tracking her. Keeping
not really.
Not really.
His arc is very strange.
Because he's gone for, like, 4 or 5 episodes. You don't know what he's doing, where he's going. And then he just sort of shows up.
And it's very... The whole story around him is very strange, because it feels like he's, like, a love interest for Robin.
But they never go anywhere with
it. And it's not even, like, hit at it, really.
Yeah, it's really just like, so like there's a couple scenes like when she's going in the well in their base to get away, because in episode 15 they're attacking, she's like, no, I want to be with you, let's go together. And it's like, from her perspective, it seems like she has feelings for him, but he's just like, no, go, you must survive.
Yeah, he's like this cold, very cold, calculating guy throughout the whole thing, and it's like, it's hard to actually get a read on him.
Yeah, it's sort of explained later on, because his mom became a witch.
Well, yeah,
so
yeah, no, I know.
It's sort of explained that he doesn't really feel that way towards witches, but then you also don't see him feel that way towards humans.
Anybody.
Exactly. Now, that would be a bit better character writing for me, if he felt that way towards humans, but didn't towards witches.
Because, yeah, I mean, his brother is human, and he treats him just the same as he treats everyone else, so.
Yeah, bit of a dick.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dick. Yeah.
Heart of gold, though. He's there for you. In the end. Eventually.
I mean...
He saved her.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
He said he only...
He was gonna hunt her.
He said he was only saved her because he found the letter that her grandfather wrote her. So, I mean...
And then he was still gonna hunt her after that. But then her explanation of wanting to work with him because she cares about her, trusts him, or something like that.
I mean,
he was like, oh, okay, good thing you said that.
Don't get me
wrong.
And
he puts his gun away.
I like the cat. I like this character, but he was just all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, all the hunters besides Robin have these crosses on them with this blue-green liquid that protects them from other witches. So, like, if a witch has force powers and they go to push you, it won't do anything to you.
Yeah, that's the arc of... That's the story.
Yes, it's all about that liquid.
So if you're gonna watch it, I don't want to spoil too much about that.
Well, I mean, just... go watch it. Stop listening.
I mean, true, but, I mean, at the same time, it's just, like, it's also really complicated.
It is. So the government agency's making it, sort of, and...
Kind of.
Sort of, yeah, out of the people they're capturing.
It's made from witches.
And, yeah...
I don't know how it's made from witches.
And it sort of makes people crazy.
Yeah,
if you use too much of it, I think. Or if it's the wrong personalities that's being used.
Normal people who
use it. Yeah, yeah.
Because the people who use it, the hunters, are actually have witch blood.
Yeah, they have the genetics. They might not have awakened or not.
Only one of them awoken. Only the girl with the empath. Everyone else was unawakened witches. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's like...
So they can use it without going crazy.
Right. But I don't know how what they were draining.
Robin kind of knew what it was at the very beginning, because she shows up and they go, here, you know, kind of like, here, this is yours. You're supposed to wear it, sort of like that. And she goes, no, that's disgusting. Yeah. I won't wear that.
But then we don't touch on it again.
Yeah.
I think that was a story hole.
Yeah, it might have been a bit of a plot hole. How did she know about it?
Yeah, I think that was a mess up in the beginning, because...
They could have explained it pretty easily that because she's a very powerful witch, she sort of felt something. But they never did that.
No.
And, you know, that's kind of the whole story arc. At the very end, her and Amon get back together and the rest of the crew from STNJ, and they storm the place where they're making it.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, they're researching.
Essentially, the boss of the STNJ is in charge of everything, and then he's... After the raid on the office, he goes into this laboratory and becomes the major bad guy of everything. So they have to go and pretty much betray their own...
Comrades.
No, their own agency in order to do this, essentially. Yeah. But
they're doing what's right.
It's honestly typical agency storyline stuff, you know, because everyone we've watched does the same thing.
They sort of leave it open-ended at the end, but not really.
I didn't like the ending.
It didn't bother me too much, to be honest. Because they tell you what happened. So the whole building's collapsing on itself, and everyone from STNJ gets out except for Amon and Robin. So they're dead, right?
No. That's the story they told.
Before the credits, not after. Before the credits, they're sort of talking about it, and the one lady's like, yeah, they probably died. And the one, the guy with Downs was like, I don't believe that. He doesn't actually have Downs. He just has a big-ass forehead.
We have to explain that. There's one character who's like the computer hacker. He's trapped inside.
Big brain time.
He's not he got caught by the STNJ. Now he's a prisoner within it, and he's a computer, and Sean thinks he has Down syndrome.
He's got a huge forehead, and he's got a mullet for some fucking reason. You're not a trailer park trash from the early 90s, man. Like, relax.
He lives inside a building.
I get that. You can cut your hair normally. Anyway, so that pretty much happens. He's like, oh no, they're probably still alive. I don't believe that. And then the credits happen. Post credits, you see what is Robin essentially step out of a vehicle.
Oh no, that's not what I got at all.
Who do you think it was?
I think it was a new witch.
I think it was Robin, and quote unquote as a new witch, but it's still Robin. But you don't see the person. You see a foot with a gothic type dress come out, and that's what she wears.
Yeah, but her hair was completely different.
Yeah, that's just hair.
I just assumed it was a different witch, and the cycle restarts.
I was thinking it was Robin, but that's me.
No, I don't think it was Robin. That's why I was
sort of open, because again, they don't show you her face, so all you see is a foot, a leg coming out of a car with the gothic type dress
and bright red hair.
Sort of, but it's far from far back away.
I don't think it was Robin. That's what bothered me.
I think
me.
She dyed her hair.
I don't think it was, because I think it was a different witch, because that's how...
Her and Amon are living together.
That's the part that bothered me. I don't know what the hell happened to either one of them.
They probably lived. I don't think they died. It's up to you to decide.
I don't think that they died. My problem is, all right, so what are they doing now?
Living their life, making witch babies. Who knows?
That story did not lead to a point where they ended up together.
No, it didn't. It really didn't. But
so I don't believe that's the case.
What else are you supposed to assume?
So are they out there hunting witches?
I don't think
so. Are they out there hunting
humans? I don't think either of them particularly wanted to hunt witches. It's just what they had to do,
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, if she doesn't hunt witches, then they're going to come after her because she's not helping them. You know what I mean?
We did find out that she's some kind of Jesus baby or something.
Yeah.
She was genetically engineered to be the ultimate witch or something, or some shit like that, because witches are apparently descended from...
The power's inside me. Pretty much. There's a scene with that.
They're descended...
She powers up.
They're descended from angels or some crap like that. Yeah. Witches or some crap. I don't know. It got really weird towards the end.
Yeah, a little muddled. Look, overall, it's not bad.
No.
It's for specific viewers. Not a typical anime viewer.
I personally liked it and when I first watched it, except for the ending.
Well, also, back in early 2000s, watching anime was a treat. Like, it wasn't as it is now.
Yeah, that's true.
You couldn't find it. Internet wasn't what it was. Very, very few were on cable television.
I actually think I found this on Adult Swim.
Yeah, this was on Adult Swim. And there was, like, two animes at the time on Adult Swim running. And then when they ended, 6 months later, they'd pick something else.
Yeah.
Like, it was so rare to find an anime. It makes sense that if you watched it back then, it doesn't matter who it is, they would love it.
That's not true, because I watched Tenchi Muyo back then, and I hated that.
That was fantastic.
I hated that show.
Get the lightsaber. The
I hate that show.
But it makes sense for someone to like it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a whole lot of pictures.
There's a...
And then the nostalgic feeling.
Yeah, there's a few that are very nostalgic to me, like this one, Outlaw Star.
Love me some Outlaw Star.
You know, there's some of the first ones. These are some of the first ones that I ever watched. Cowboy Bebop, obviously.
For sure, yeah.
Trigun. I mean, Dragon Ball Z, obviously.
It was all right. It wasn't terrible. It's just too slow-paced for me. I gotta give it a 6.
No, I knew you were going to like it going into it.
I went in full open-minded. I knew it was going to be slow, but I really wanted to... Because well, I knew it was your favorite. I really wanted to, like,
open. I specifically said I really like this. I never said it was one of my favorites.
Well, I know it's one of your favorites.
It was our friend A who always talks about it. Like, this is the greatest thing in the world. And I never actually took his side on it, if you ever see it. I was like, no, I really like it. It's a good show. But I don't want to say it's not in Cowboy Bebop Raven. It's
good. Okay,
it's not. It's not even in Wolf Ring. Remember when I said Wolf Ring's like that tier below Cowboy Bebop? This is like in a tier under that.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's like a 7, honestly, for me.
Yeah, that's pretty on par.
Yeah, so I mean, I have, you know, there's 3 levels of good and there's 3 levels of bad and everything else is just shit in the middle.
That's fair. So, Category X. Ready to spin for it. There's only 4 anime inside of it. X, which I've seen the movie for, which is part of it. There's 24 episodes. There's a prequel, which is 22 minutes, and then there's an hour-long movie at the end.
Okay.
So if we get X, I say we just watch a whole. X-Men 2011.
Which would be interesting to watch because we've seen Blade.
Xamd, Lost Memories, no idea what that is, and Xenosaga.
That's a video game that I've played, so...
I haven't played it, but I know of it.
So, there's that.
And then, you know, 50 more than 50%.
Yeah, it's like a 60% chance of... We might get other though, so we might get a movie.
That's true. Let's spin and let's see what's going on.
All right, go ahead.
Xenosaga.
Yeah. Look at that. 60% chance and we still got an anime.
Right? Let's see what Xenosaga.
And you were complaining.
I wasn't complaining. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. It's only 12 episodes.
That's not bad. Fantasy horror. 4,000 years have passed since humanity abandoned Earth, forced to fight an alien form of life. Genosis?
Gnosis.
Gnosis? Mankind developed KOS, MOS...
Cosmos.
Whatever. How do you know that?
Because I played the game.
Oh,
Hey. All right. Cosmos, a battle android with amazing capabilities. When a ship carrying an android is being attacked, Cosmos gets activated and saves its creator, Shion Uzuki. But Cosmos doesn't want... This is exactly the,
The game?
This is exactly the game. To listen to her orders and execute some unknown plan. After their ship is destroyed, Shion and her companions find themselves thrust in the middle of the battle with the Genosis Utik organization and their owner's superiors battle with no clear side.
The box art makes it look like early 90s. Who knows?
It was made in 2000s, yeah. Early 2000s.
Ooh, that box art's a little rough.
So it's right on par with the early 2000s stuff.
Yeah, regular early 2000s stuff. Which one of Robin, again, above.
Yeah, that. It's Sunrise made that though, so they're
yeah, made this. I have no idea. ADV, I think.
I think this by the looks of the cover art, I'm not gonna lie, this game has like 2 sequels to it. Actually, it has a prequel to it too called Xenogears, which is really good.
I've heard of that one.
Xenogears is really good, but this Xenosaga has 2 sequels to it, and this just looks like it's just based on the first game. So, you know.
Alright, well, I guess we have 12 episodes. That's fair. We can watch that.
I mean, honestly, I probably already know it.
But you gotta watch it. Alright, guys, next episode.
Xenosaga, right?
I almost said Xenogears, but it's Xenosaga.
Xenosaga. Alright. Bye.
Bye.